Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. Continuing. When the non-believers heard of the erudition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came to him with great pride, bringing their disciples with them. One of them was a leader of the Buddhist cult, and was a very learned scholar. To establish the 9 philosophical conclusions of Buddhism, he came before the Lord and began to speak. Although the Buddhists are unfit for discussion and should not be seen by Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to them just to decrease their false pride. The scriptures of the Buddhist cult are chiefly based on argument and logic, and they contain 9 chief principles. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated the Buddhists in their argument, they could not establish their cult. Srila Prabhupada has a long purport to this verse. I'll read just the first and the last paragraphs. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that according to the Buddhist cult, there are 2 ways of understanding philosophy. One is called Hinayana and the other is called Mahayana. Along the Buddhist path, there are 9 principles. 1. The creation is eternal. There is no need to accept the creator. 2. This cosmic manifestation is false. 3. Quote, I am, end quote, is the truth. 4. There is repetition of birth and death. 5. Lord Buddha is the only source of understanding the truth. 6. The principle of nirvana, or annihilation, is the ultimate goal. 7. The philosophy of Buddha is the only philosophical path. 8. The Vedas are compiled by human beings. 9. Pious activities, showing mercy to others, and so on, are advised. And then the final paragraph of this purport. It is stated that mercy is one of the qualities of a Buddhist, but mercy is a relative thing. We show our mercy to a subordinate or to one who is suffering more than ourselves. However, if there is a superior person present, the superior person cannot be the object of our mercy. Rather, we are objects for the mercy of the superior person. Therefore, showing compassion and mercy is a relative activity. It is not the absolute truth. Apart from this, we also must know what actual mercy is. To give a sick man something forbidden for him to eat is not mercy. Rather, it is cruelty. Unless we know what mercy really is, we may create an undesirable situation. If we wish to show real mercy, we will preach Krishna consciousness in order to revive the lost consciousness of human beings, the living entity's original consciousness. Since the Buddhist philosophy does not admit the existence of the spirit soul, the so-called mercy of the Buddhists is defective. Continuing, the teacher of the Buddhist cult set forth the 9 principles, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke them to pieces with his strong logic. All mental speculators and learned scholars were defeated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when the people began to laugh, the Buddhist philosophers felt both shame and fear. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. These philosophers were all atheists, for they did not believe in the existence of God. Atheists may be very expert in mental speculation and may be so-called great philosophers, but they can be defeated by a Vaishnava firmly situated in his conviction and God consciousness. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the preachers engaged in the service of ISKCON should be very expert in putting forward strong arguments and defeating all types of atheists. Continuing, the Buddhists could understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Vaishnava, and they returned home very unhappy. Later, however, they began to plot against the Lord. Having made their plot, the Buddhists brought a plate of untouchable food before Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and called it Mahaprasad. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word apavitra anna refers to food that is unacceptable for a Vaishnava. In other words, a Vaishnava cannot accept any food offered by an unvaishnava in the name of Mahaprasad. This should be a principle for all Vaishnavas. When asked, what is the behavior of a Vaishnava? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, a Vaishnava must avoid the company of an avaishnava, asat. The word asat refers to an avaishnava, that is, one who is not a Vaishnava. Asat sanga tyaga avaishnava char, from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 22:87. A Vaishnava must be very strict in this respect and should not at all cooperate with an avaishnava. If an avaishnava offers food in the name of Mahaprasadam, it should not be accepted. Such food cannot be prasadam because an avaishnava cannot offer anything to the Lord. Sometimes preachers in the Krishna consciousness movement have to accept food in a home where the householder is an avaishnava. However, if this food is offered to the deity, it can be taken. Ordinary food cooked by an avaishnava should not be accepted by a Vaishnava. Even if an avaishnava cooks food without fault, he cannot offer it to Lord Vishnu, and it cannot be accepted as Mahaprasadam, according to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 9:26. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prachati taraham bhaktyuparitam asnami paratatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Krishna can accept everything offered by his devotee with devotion. An avaishnava may be a vegetarian and a very clean cook, but because he cannot offer Vishnu the food he cooks, it cannot be accepted as Mahaprasadam. It is better that a Vaishnava abandon such food as an untouchable. The pastime continues. When the contaminated food was offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a very large bird appeared on the spot, picked up the plate in its beak, and flew away. Indeed, the untouchable food fell upon the Buddhists, and the large bird dropped the plate on the head of the chief Buddhist teacher. When it fell on his head, it made a loud sound. The plate was made of metal, and when its edge hit the head of the teacher, it cut him, and the teacher immediately fell to the ground unconscious. When the teacher fell unconscious, his Buddhist disciples cried aloud and ran to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for shelter. They all prayed to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, addressing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and saying, "Sir, please excuse our offense, please have mercy upon us, and bring back our spiritual master to life." The Lord then replied to the Buddha's disciples, "You should all chant the names of Krishna and Hari very loudly near the ear of your spiritual master. By this method, your spiritual master will regain his consciousness." Following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice, all the Buddhist disciples began to chant the holy name of Krishna congregationally. When all the disciples chanted the holy name of Krishna, Rama, and Hari, the Buddhist teacher regained consciousness and immediately began to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that all the Buddhist disciples were actually initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And when they chanted, they actually became different persons. At that time, they were not Buddhists or atheists, but Vaishnavas. Consequently, they immediately accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Their original Krishna consciousness was revived, and they were immediately able to chant Hare Krishna and began worshipping the Supreme Lord Vishnu. It is the spiritual master who delivers the disciple from the clutches of Maya by initiating him into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, a sleeping human being can revive his consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In other words, the spiritual master awakens the sleeping living entity to his original consciousness so that he can worship Lord Vishnu. This is the purpose of diksha, or initiation. Initiation means reviving the pure knowledge of spiritual consciousness. One point to note in this regard is that the spiritual master of the Buddhists did not initiate his disciples. Rather, his disciples were initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they in turn were able to initiate their so-called spiritual master. This is the parampara system. The so-called spiritual master of the Buddhists was actually in the position of a disciple. And after his disciples were initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they acted as his spiritual master. This was possible only because the disciples of the Buddhist Acharya received the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unless one is favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the disciplic succession, one cannot act as a spiritual master. We should take the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the spiritual master of the whole universe, to understand how one becomes a spiritual master and a disciple. Continuing with this pastime. When the spiritual master of the Buddhas began to chant the holy name of Krishna and submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people who were gathered were astonished. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachidevi, then suddenly and playfully disappeared from everyone's sight, and it was impossible for anyone to find him. So we shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall soon continue. Hare Krishna.